I am very grateful to be at this holy event celebrating Rath Yatra in Mumbai, and my special gratitude to everyone who has so kindly come tonight. In one particular lecture, Srila Prabhupada repeatedly calls the Rath Yatra the feelings festival. And he explains what he means. It is a festival of the deepest, most profound spiritual feelings. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu celebrated every year. He not only observed the rituals, but he literally experienced and lived the essence and the history of this event. It's the day in Jagannath Puri, as has been done for thousands and thousands of years, that Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra are carried upon enormous chariots and pulled by hundreds and thousands of pilgrims and devotees from Jagannath Temple to Gundicha. Jagannath represents, the Jagannath Temple in this Leela represents Krishna as Dwarkadish, the Lord of Dwarka, who was visiting Kurukshetra. And Gundicha represents Vrindavan. It is the day when the gopis and the gopas visit Krishna in Kurukshetra after many, many years of separation. And they're begging him, pleading with him to come back to Vrindavan. And the mood of the feelings of their bringing him to Vrindavan is the substance of the Rath Yatra. Every year, the day before Rath Yatra, Lord Chaitanya observed the Gundicha Marjanam, the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. Because please understand, almost a year has passed since Jagannath has been in Gundicha. And he's coming. And Lord Chaitanya, among his devotees, they took everything so personally. Lord Chaitanya is a sannyasi. He's not the superintendent of any of the temples. He's not the president or the commander or the GBC or anything like that. But he's a bhakta, he's a devotee, and he cares. My Lord Jagannath is coming to Gundicha. Gundicha must be absolutely, spotlessly clean. Otherwise, how could we bring him here? This is really a wonderful example. As I said, he had no management, he had no authority in that sense, but he had love. We're bringing the Lord here. It's beyond sectarian, managerial, or geographical authority. It's a matter of love. And how he cleansed the Gundicha temple. He had 300 to 400 devotees who had come from Bengal, plus all the devotees from Orissa. And Lord Chaitanya personally handed each one of them a broom. What a benediction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna himself. He's God. He's the husband of the goddess of fortune. Most people, when they approach God, they want a new car, or they want a better job, or they want a good, they want to pass their exams for a good education, for a good economy, they want physical health. Well, here is the Lord giving everyone the highest benediction by handing them a broom. And not Western brooms with nice handles, but the simple brooms that are just tied on the top and you have to get on your hands and knees and sweep. How many of you, if after many, many births and deaths, you finally see God, you ask him for a broom so that you can sweep the floor of the temple? This is the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They understood the highest wealth, the greatest benediction, is service. Very simple service. The Lord is Saragrahi. He doesn't see what you do. He sees the feeling and the intent of how and why you do it. King Prataparudra, he understood the Lord's mood. The next day at Rath Yatra, the king, who was so powerful and wealthy, he came with a broom in his hand to sweep the chariot and sweep the streets for Jagannath and all the devotees to dance nicely. He understood the mood of the Lord. The highest blessing is to serve. King Prataparudra, even when he was sitting on his magnificent golden throne, he was in the exact same mood as he was when he was sweeping the street. Just trying to serve. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his devotees very serious instructions of how to sweep. He said, now it is your duty to sweep every particle of dust, straw, and sand out from this temple, because if there's a single grain of sand on the floor, how could we bring Jagannath to be here? Who are we to bring the Lord to a dirty place? This is how he's training not only his devotees then, but his devotees for all time to come. And they were all together. There was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who is the greatest Brahmin scholar, sweeping. Swarup Damodar Goswami, the most renounced, illustrious sannyasi. Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Balaram, Mahavishnu, great avatars. And Lord Chaitanya is telling them, sweep the floor. Do you all know who is Mahavishnu? He exhales and all universes come out of his pores. He inhales and the entire cosmic manifestation goes into a dormant state. He's all powerful. But Lord Chaitanya gives this great avatar a broom, sweep. And there were simple people, simple farmers, along with great royal people and scholars. You see, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not see difference in people according to their caste or their nationality or their race or their anything. He saw that everyone is an eternal soul. Jivera Swaropur Krishnera Nityadas. And what makes a person high is not a material position. What makes a person high is a pure heart and an unselfish desire to serve the Lord. This is just the beginning of the story. The Lord's giving everyone brooms and giving everyone, whatever, the uneducated, the scholars, they're all on their hands and knees, sweep, sweep, and sweeping. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Bhava Duti Subalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam, who is the original Krishna, who's come with the mood of Sri Radha to taste the sweetness of her love and to distribute it to the world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, along with all the hundreds and hundreds of devotees, were sweeping. There were mothers and fathers and children and grandparents. Everyone was sweeping together in great enthusiasm. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was telling them, sweep more, sweep faster, sweep more thoroughly. Every single grain must be removed. And he set the example. He had all the devotees make one pile. They all swept all whatever they gathered into a pile. And he made a separate pile. And his pile was several times bigger than all 400 people put together. It is said that when the Lord was sweeping, it was like he had hundreds of hands. It was going so fast. He was so enthusiastic. This was his mood, his devotion. The Lord is coming. It's very personal. We have to make everything perfectly clean. And then they took everything out of the temple. Devotees were tired. They were sweeping all day. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now, do it again. Look for finer particles. And they swept and they swept and they swept. And in those days, Prabhupada writes, there were no hoses to wash the temple. You had to take clay pots and walk all the way, about a 10-minute walk, 15-minute walk to Indrajumana Sarovar, and take a pot at a time and fill it up and carry it all the way to the temple to wash the floor and the walls and the ceiling and everything else. This was the Lord's enthusiasm. He had hundreds of people with hundreds of pots just collecting water, 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 and it was all brought there, and it was like lined up. Hundreds and hundreds of pots of water. It was really an exciting experience. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now! And all of a sudden, everyone together started throwing the water on the floor and on the walls and in the ceiling and the altar and the kitchen, everywhere. Washing and washing and washing. And nobody said a single word except Krishna. They were so empowered in communication. There's many classes and seminars on communication skills. Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the very essence of communication skill. That if we share the same goal, which is to please Krishna, then we can have the deepest, most cooperative, and most loving communication. The problem with communication is we all have different motivations. Srila Prabhupada gave an example. If there's a pond of water and you throw a stone, and the stone, it lands in the water, and circles form and expand from the center point where that stone fell. Now, if every stone is thrown in that same center place, all the circles will be in harmony with each other. But if you throw many stones in different places, all the circles will expand and collide, and the whole water will become very much agitated. So however good our communication skills may be, as long as we all have our own selfish individual motivations, there is bound to be collision. And then communication is not something of the heart, it's just something for some mental, strategic, managerial purpose. But because every devotee simply wanted to please Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every devotee was united for the purpose of cleansing the temple for Jagannath, and nobody had any selfish motivation. Nobody wanted position. Nobody wanted prestige. Nobody wanted certain types of profits. They just wanted to serve. Some Siddhir Haritoshanam, they just wanted to please Lord Jagannath. And because of that, nobody said a word except Krishna. And when anybody said Krishna, everybody knew exactly what everybody needed and wanted. Because they were one. Srila Prabhupada explains that a bhakta does not want to become one with God and becoming God. A devotee wants to become one with God in having no separate interest but the will of God. And when devotees are united in that way, then we all become one because we all have one goal. The reason for all the problems on the world, serious problems between human beings, is egoistic, selfish desires. It's the economical problem. It's the reason for all these ecological disasters. It's the reason for marriage problems and divorce. It's the reason between the fighting between brothers and brothers and sisters. It's the reason wars between nations and hatred between religions. It's not about religion. It's about ego. That's all. We all have our own egoistic differences, and we want to use our religion, we want to use our nationality, we want to use our race, we want to use our caste to prove our superiority. Because we're insecure. Because we have no depth of fulfillment within the heart. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to teach what is fulfillment. Fulfillment is love. Love is the will of God. I am here for you, my Lord. Na danam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye. Mama janmani janmanishwari bhavatad bhakti rohaita kitvai. I don't want wealth. I don't want the pleasures of the opposite sex. I don't want fame and prestige and position or followers. I don't even want liberation from suffering. I just want to serve you unconditionally, Krishna, birth after birth after birth. This was their spirit. Therefore, if somebody needed water, if somebody wanted to show that this needs to be washed, or some old person needed help in lifting the bucket, all they had to do was say, Krishna, Krishna, and everybody understood each other. Because they had pure hearts. And they washed and they washed and they washed and they let all the water out. And then Lord Chaitanya with his own cloth was shining and polishing every inch of the place. And all the other devotees were doing the same. Through this festival, Lord Chaitanya wanted to teach. This is how we individually and collectively should be endeavoring to clean the temple of our hearts. Mama mano mandire rahani siddhi Krishna murari Krishna Murari. The heart is a temple. Krishna explains in Gita, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hriteshir Junatishtati. I am seated in the heart of every living being. If Krishna is in our heart is a temple. If we love God, our first consideration is to make his living place within ourselves a perfectly clean place. We may be very conscientious of wearing clean clothes and taking nice baths and even putting on fine perfumes to smell fragrant for others. That's all right. But what about Krishna within our heart? It should be a clean, fragrant place for him. It shouldn't be dirty with lust, selfish desires, arrogance, anger, greed, illusion. Shouldn't have the stench of all of our selfish hatred toward others. Should be a clean, fragrant place. And individually, it is the first and foremost responsibility of a human being, according to the Vedas, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, to clean our heart and make Krishna happy within our heart. And the soul, the Atma, when the heart is clear, the soul can see God within ourselves. And when we see God within ourselves, we can see God within every other living being who is Mamaivam So Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Every living being is part of God. And as the Paramatma, God is seated in everyone's heart. Real love for everyone, for all people, for all animals and birds and insects and creatures, for all plants, for the earth. Everything is being manifested by the grace of God. To be able to recognize that is only possible when we recognize God within ourselves. And all that's required is we clean our hearts. We clean that temple. And Krishna reveals himself. This simple festival of cleaning the Gundicha Mandir is in a very, very simple but profoundly scientific, practical way showing the whole world how to achieve the perfection of life and how to bring real peace and love within this world by cleaning our hearts. But you see, there's so many temptations and so many aversions and so many distractions that keep putting pollution within our hearts. We need each other. We need sangam. We need association of people who are all united in cleaning the temples of the heart. And this is what the Society of Devotees is supposed to do. Without selfish motivations, we're all here simply to help to clean the temple of our hearts and in the process, clean the temple of this world of lust and envy and anger and greed and pride and illusion. And the sweeping is done through the chanting of the holy names. Cheto darpana marajanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. The name of Krishna is all pure. Om apavitra apavitro va sarvavastam gatopiva. Yasmaret pundarikaksam sabhayabhyantara suchi. Whether one is pure or impure, if one remembers Krishna, one becomes purified because Krishna is pure. When you come in contact with Krishna, you become purified. Namachintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Krishna's non-different than his name, all of his potencies, his pastimes, his beauty, his quality, his abode, everything is within his name. In one sense, we can say when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave everyone those brooms, he was teaching them a service attitude, a humble service attitude. And when we have that humble service attitude, and then we take the water of the holy name, very quickly we can cleanse our hearts and cleanse the world through the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then the next day came the Rath Yatra. The gopis and the gopas of Vrindavan, many years they had not seen Krishna. How they longed to see Krishna. What a feeling festival this is. Lord Chaitanya was in the emotions of the eternal residence of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani specifically. Devaki and Vasudev, they gave birth to Krishna at midnight in Mathura. But that same night, Krishna ordered Vasudev and Devaki, take me across the Yamuna to Gokul Mahavan and bring me to the house of Nanda and Yashoda. For about 11 years, Vasudev and Devaki were simply feeling intense separation from Krishna. They loved him. Not only was he their own child, but they saw the beautiful Supreme Personality of Godhead. He totally stole their hearts. He stole their lives. He stole everything. And then he went somewhere else, and Vasudev had to bring them. He had to bring them and leave them there and come back. And then they were childless, living in prison, simply meditating on Krishna. Meanwhile, the residents of Vrindavan enjoyed almost 11 years of enjoying Krishna's association. But by his yogamaya potency, Lord Krishna covered his supreme majesty so that he could have intimate relationships with his devotees. They had already achieved, they were eternal residents of the spiritual world. They knew Krishna was God, but the love they had for him as a friend or a parent of a lover was so deep that the cognizance of him as God was completely covered. One day, Balaram and the Gopas came to Yashoda Mai and said, today we saw your little baby Gopal. He was at the Brahmanda Ghat, at the Jamuna, eating dirt. Now, if Yashoda Maya is thinking Krishna is God, the universal form was eating more than dirt. There was no problem. He was eating all the soldiers as time personified.
But she's thinking, he's my child. Krishna wants her to think like that because he wants to experience the love of a mother, which is so deep and so selfless. Prabhupada explains, when you think God is your father, you're asking favors for him. But when you think of God as your child, you're just giving, 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 expecting nothing in return. What love that is. Gopal, why you ate dirt? I didn't eat dirt. Now, Krishna's the absolute truth. How could the absolute truth tell a lie? Because the highest truth is the ecstasy of the pure love between him and his devotees. He was facilitating that. The gopas, no, he ate, we saw. You showed him, I said, why will Balaram, he's always on your side. Why is he complaining against you? Krishna said, if you don't believe me, look in my mouth and see. You showed him, I said, open your mouth, let me see. Now if he opened his mouth, the fact is, there was dirt there. So what did he do? He distracted her. And not only was the dirt, but when she looked into his mouth, she saw the whole universe with all the dirt and all the human beings and all the animals and all the mountains and all the oceans and all the devatas and all the planets, all within Krishna's mouth. And it was this big. This is Krishna. For other avatars, if they want to show something gigantic, the mouth has to really go big. For Vamanadev to cross over the universe in two steps, he grew into Trivikram, very huge size. But Krishna stays the same size, and his mouth is this big, and all the universe is within, and you're asking mathematically, how does that work? No IIT engineer can figure that one out. How to put the whole universe in this size. But this is Achintya Shakti. This is why he's God. He can do. And he's doing it just to invoke love. Yashoda Mai sees that and she's thinking, what am I? She folded her hands. Maybe Krishna's some supernatural being. Maybe what Garga Muni said is true, that he's Narayan. But then she was thinking, what am I seeing? Maybe I'm dreaming, but that can't be because my eyes are open. Or maybe I'm delirious, but no, I'm quite normal in my dealings with everyone. Then she started thinking, Garga Muni may say he's Narayan, but what does he know? I know Krishna. If I don't feed Krishna, Krishna cries. Krishna needs me, and I know Krishna, and I know he's my son, and he knows I'm his mother, and that's all that needs to be known. She rationalized by her love, even though she's seeing the universal form, that he's still just my little helpless child. He closed his mouth, and he smiled. And she completely forgot about that whole universal form. That was a detail that didn't matter. What mattered is Krishna's thirsty for my milk and I must feed him. That's the nature of the residence of Vrindavan. And the gopas, they're playing with Krishna as a friend, as equals. Even Brahma was amazed. The gopas are eating the food that their mother cooked for them on the bank of the Yamuna in the cowherd fields of Vrindavan. And they're saying, Krishna, this tastes so good. And they take it right out of their mouth and say, Krishna, try it. This is very good. And Krishna's smiling and laughing and saying, please give me, give me. And they're all sharing each other's laddus. And the Brahma's watching. How is this possible? The Supreme Personality of Godhead is eating his remnants of these cowherd boys? Free, spontaneous, intimate, ecstatic love. And the gopis, they sacrificed everything for Krishna. When they left their homes to meet him, when he played the beautiful fifth note of his flute, Krishna was conquered. You gave up everything for me. You know nothing but me. Even an entire lifetime of Brahma, I can never repay you. This is how Krishna is conquered and indebted by the sweet, intimate love of the Brijabasis. And then he was invited to Mathura. In order to have that wrestling match. As he was leaving, Akrura was taking Krishna away. The gopis were laying their bodies in front of the chariot. The cowherd boys were standing like statues, unable to move. Yashoda Mai was fainted on the ground like a cow that had just lost her calf, weeping. And Nanda Maharaj said, I'm going with him and I'll bring him home. But Krishna sent Nanda Maharaj back after Kamsa was defeated and said, I'll be back in a few days. But about 100 years passed. Devaki and Vasudeva are finally reunited with their son. But in the process, Yashoda, Nanda, the gopas and the gopis are in deep separation. And they wouldn't go to Mathura. They wouldn't go to Dwaraka because they understood Krishna is happiest in Vrindavan. For themselves, they would go anywhere Krishna was. But they knew Krishna's only really happy in Vrindavan, so we have to stay here for his sake. But he's not coming back. And finally, after these long, long years of feelings of separation, Krishna sent Uddhava to try to pacify him, but he couldn't. Finally, he invites them to Kurukshetra. And they all meet him. And they were so happy, but so unhappy, because he's the same Krishna. Srimati Radharani is praying, you are the same Krishna, and I am the same Radharani. But I long to bring you back to Vrindavan. Here you're wearing armor as a royal prince. But in Vrindavan, you have a simple garland of wild flowers and the gunja mala and a peacock feather and a little cowherd stick. Here you're surrounded by elephants and chariots and mighty warriors. But in Vrindavan, you're surrounded by beautiful kadamba trees and chirping birds and humming bees and mooing cows and jumping and frolicking little gopa cowherd boys. I long to bring you back to Vrindavan. Because my heart is Vrindavan. And Krishna's heart was Vrindavan. They knew they would have to leave him soon. What is Rath Yatra? The chariot of their love, bringing him back to Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada made it very simple. He said the Rath Yatra is a feeling festival. In feelings of deep separation from Krishna, we are longing to bring him back into the Vrindavan of our hearts. And the process is to clean our hearts by a humble service attitude, by living a very pure and moral life, by developing a taste to hear the glories and the teachings of the Lord, and by chanting the holy names. When Srila Prabhupada brought this Rath Yatra festival
to every major city in the world. What is he giving? He's giving the world the opportunity to understand and enter into the deepest, most profound levels of Krishna Prema through the easy process of just being grateful for his gift, and in that spirit to be united in chanting Krishna's holy names. Thank you very much.
Hari Bol. We have heard